Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. 6.5%. That's the unemployment rate as of October. It's a rate that's on its way to 7. 240,000 jobs were cut. It's the best sign and the broadest sign of the deepening recession in the United States. Joining us now is Dan Gross, columnist with Newsweek, on the line from his office in New York. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here, John.
So, you know, this is not unexpected, although it is higher than economists were forecasting. 240,000 jobs. I mean, that's the size of a small city. Can you put that in perspective in some way?
Yeah, well, you know, Barney isn't the only thing in Washington that bites.
Right, right, exactly.
This employment report bites. It's not just that we lost 240,000 jobs. The job loss for September was revised to a loss of 284,000, which is a large number and substantially larger than the original. To keep it in perspective, think about it this way. You know, we are a growing and dynamic population. Between immigration and people, you know, turning 18 and graduating from high school or college, the labor force expands by about 150,000 a month. So just to keep up with the new entrants, we need to be creating 150,000 jobs a month. So in a month that we create 100,000, we're not quite creating enough to keep up with the new entrants. So when we lose jobs, and when we lose something like 240,000 in a single month, it's a sign of pretty serious deterioration.
And that those numbers go directly to tax revenues that pay for unemployment insurance. What percentage of that 240,000 immediately go on government rolls, either at the state or federal level or local level, in the form of some sort of compensatory income?
I would guess a pretty high percentage, because these are payroll jobs. These are not, you know, people who are temporary workers. When we talk about that 240,000, these are people who had jobs on companies' payrolls where, you know, Social Security taxes and other types of taxes were being withheld and paying into unemployment systems. I think if you work at a company for a few months, you know, you may not be eligible for the full impact of employment benefits. But basically, if the lion's share of those people were people who had been at their companies for some period of time, I would say, you know, a very high percentage of them would be eligible for benefits.
And so that increases the sort of size of the overall bailout, where tax money is basically going into the economy. In this case, it's going into paychecks for people on unemployment. We are hearing from economists, including yourself, that a peak in this unemployment picture is probably not going to happen until next spring at the earliest. Does that mean we're going to have quarter point increases in unemployment between now and next spring, which would put the unemployment rate at maybe, you know, close to 7-8%?
I think the consensus is that it could rise above 7% and could approach 8%. You know,
wow.
There's a number that I prefer to look at. The Bureau of Labor Statistics compiles all types of indicators. So the headline unemployment rate is, they call people and say, do you have a full-time job? You say no, you're unemployed, and then that's the percentage. But they also add people who are working, you know, part-time but would like to be working full-time, people who have given up looking, people who are so-called marginally attached to the workforce. In other words, they're
so-called discouraged workers. How high is that? We got 1 second, Dan.
11.8%.
Wow, incredible. Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek magazine, putting it all in perspective, joined us from his office in New York.